Honey Radio, thank you so much for joining us today, and it is always a pleasure to welcome Anthony Nieves. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Anthony, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Did you guys check your math?
Did we check our math?
Yeah, double check it, because the number I'm seeing for the NMI registering 59.8, up 4.5 percentage points from the August reading, that's a huge number, Tony.
Definitely is. It's the largest, the highest reading we've had since August of 2005.
Okay, what happened here? I mean, this is a big, big jump. We don't normally see something like this.
You know, I knew we would have some growth this month. I did not expect this kind of increase. And the reason why I say that is because leading up to this month of September reading here, our respondents were saying all along that they felt that they were on the cusp of better business, a better outlook on the economy. We had that little bit of cooling off in June, and then July that we had a little bit of cooling off, and then August numbers looked really good. And all the respondents' comments had said, this is a crescendo that's building, that we'll see it also carry into the fourth quarter. So I was, again, surprised at the rate of growth, but not so much the growth itself.
A little bit of a surprise, because this also coincides with Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, does it not?
Yes, it does. And there were numerous comments throughout about how the supply chain was impacted, especially in those regional areas, and what it meant with some of the products and services coming out of both the Gulf and Florida as it related to the refineries and their production, and produce coming out of the Florida area and some other services. And so, yes, there was an impact, but it also bodes for more spending down the road as they look to renovate and rebuild in those areas.
Yeah, I would have anticipated a little bit of a pause in those areas, but then some catch-up down the road. Does this mean that we could see some higher numbers in coming months?
It might be the case. We'll have to see how it trends out. But if you look at the New Orders Index, it's 63, another very high reading. Mm-hmm. And that tells us what's in the pipeline. That's a forward-leading indicator for this report.
There are a couple of other numbers that jump significantly. And I'm looking specifically at supplier deliveries, and then let's talk about prices.
Well, supplier deliveries slowing. Two reasons there. There has been some slower rail service, as well as trucking is at a premium. And then you look at capacity itself. When you have this kind of increase in business activity, there is a strain on capacity. And then we throw in the other variable of having the weather and the catastrophic events of those hurricanes. Moving on to prices, when you look at prices, a large amount of it is attributed to the petroleum and petroleum-based products. We see that in fuel costs at the pumps, as well as poly bags, polypropylene, and you know, all those types of derivatives from petroleum have been impacted as well.
We also saw higher prices, that component, that index in the manufacturing survey from ISM that came out on Monday. Are we starting to see inflation?
That seems to be the question out there, and all indications are that we're not quite there as far as in regards to inflation. There's still not a lot of pricing power out there. There's still competitiveness, transparency into pricing. We see it in the retail sector. Consumers have it at their fingertips through smartphones. So it's still very competitive with the online world, and so outside of some specific commodities, like we mentioned, as well as skilled labor is also is constrained right now. We see that in the construction arena. So we don't see pricing really being in the inflationary mode just yet.
Let's see what this can tell us about some other reports that are going to be upcoming. First off, the Friday jobs report. The employment number was up again for September and standing at 56.8. Of course, any reading above 50 indicates expansion. It's a good solid employment number.
It is, and we have to keep in mind that the labor pool itself is also constrained. And you know, we have low unemployment rates. There's certainly some areas for growth, as I mentioned previously, with the construction arena. I'm also reading what everyone else is reading, that there could be a damper on the figure just because of the hiring that's been impacted in these hurricane areas as well.
Okay. Now, with a number this large for the non-manufacturing sector, which is a huge part of the economy, what are the implications for GDP?
Well, on an annualized basis, when you convert this 59.8 NMI composite index, it looks at being a 4.2% increase in real gross domestic product, as I mentioned, on an annualized basis.
That's a big number.
It is.
What are some of the respondents to the survey saying?
When you look at, as we were talking about, hurricane and how it impacted different things, and from the accommodation and food services sector, or I should say from industry, Hurricane Irma caused a revenue challenge that will take some time to recover from, interrupting business operations in that region and offsetting growth in others. And the resorts and that you see in Florida and in the Caribbean and Puerto Rico, as well as in the Houston area, the convention business there, these have all been impacted by the hurricanes. Something from construction, overall consistent growth in construction office renovation jobs, 8% more jobs and 6% more revenue.
15 non-manufacturing industries reported growth in September, 2 reported contraction. The September non-manufacturing NMI goes up substantially, 4.5 percentage points higher, to a reading of 59.8. It is the strongest reading that we've seen in over 12 years, helping explain what's going on. And this is a very strong, strong report. Anthony Nieves, chair of the ISM Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tony, it's always a pleasure. We always appreciate the great information from ISM, and thank you for joining us again.
Thanks for having us.